Well, we'd like to spend a few minutes today remembering a young woman who came through our studios on her way to trying to change the world. Tembi Ngubane was diagnosed with HIV when she was a teenager in South Africa, living in a Cape Town shantytown where people didn't talk about AIDS. Neither did Tembi at first. Then radio producer Joe Richmond gave her a tape recorder, told her her story was worth documenting. You may recall her audio diaries broadcast on NPR and then around the world. They began with Tembi talking to her virus.
Hi, this is Tembi. It's time for my prayer. Every morning when I wake up, I'll run off to my drawer, take out the mirror, and look at myself. I say, hello HIV, you trespasser. You are in my body. You have to obey the rules. You have to respect me. And if you don't hurt me, I won't hurt you. You mind your business, I'll mind mine. Then I'll give you your ticket when your time comes.
Tembi Ngubane was just 24 years old when she died last week of AIDS-related tuberculosis. It's hard to believe she was just 20 in April of 2006 when she and Joe Richmond visited our studios. Our conversation began with Tembi explaining why she decided to begin each day with that morning prayer to the virus that had invaded her body.
I was sick and tired of getting angry at other people for no reason and always lashing at other people and always shouting at other people, while the important thing that I was fighting with was my HIV. Yes. So I just thought that I need to tell the HIV. So I thought, okay, just because I don't know how it looks like and I don't know how it is, but I know that it is my blood, I felt better when I'm looking in the mirror. I feel like I could see it through my own skin. I could see inside me and I could see it. So I came up with this mirror so that I can talk to it. And by the time that I'm not getting sick, I think it is behaving.
It's behaving.
Yeah.
How did you get infected? Do you know?
Well, I was diagnosed HIV positive 4 years ago. I was not sick on any kind of way. I was not feeling any kind of illness. It's just that my boyfriend, who I was seeing in the past few years before then I was diagnosed, he became very sick, and then no one would talk about it. His family was hiding how he's ill and all the cause of his illness. People keep on telling me that and warning me that he was becoming very thin, losing hair, all that stuff. So I became very afraid that he had AIDS, and then he suddenly dies. And that was pushed me most to go for an HIV test.
And that pushed you to go for a test.
Yes.
You were told that you'd been HIV positive for a long time. But then you have a new boyfriend, Melikaya, and then you infected him.
Yeah, that was very difficult because I was not tested yet when I met him. So I got tested while I was with him.
Yeah, but it was too late for at
yes.
least. Let's hear a little more of that from your diary. Let's listen in.
Melikaya.
Yeah.
Do you ever wish that maybe you have never met me?
No. Just because the only thing is that I love you. You know that.
Yes. But I'm the one who's infected you.
I don't want to blame you. You didn't chase after AIDS. You didn't go on top of the mountain and said you want to have AIDS. You know? And I don't want you to blame yourself. Just be strong.
Okay. For me, what scares me most is that I think we are not going to die at the same time if we die.
I know that you think if you die first, I'm going to have another girlfriend.
No, I'm not thinking you must die first. No, I'm not thinking you must die first. Really, I'm thinking that if one of us dies, how old would it be? At least if we were going to die at the same time.
That's Tembi Ngubane talking to her boyfriend Melikaya, both of them HIV infected, both of them have AIDS. And now both speaking out, Tembi. When you talked about how in your township nobody talked about the fact that your previous boyfriend had AIDS and then you didn't know you had it, and there was this sort of, you know, and now here you are making these audio diaries. Why?
Well, I felt like it was my duty to speak out and also to warn other people, because I saw what it did to my old boyfriend by keeping quiet. I felt like it was best to talk about HIV and AIDS more openly.
And enter Joe Richmond, radio producer. You were in, I believe you were in South Africa doing your documentary on Nelson Mandela, which won you a DuPont Award.
Yeah, we were working, my wife and I were living in South Africa doing the series called Mandela in Audio History. Mm-hmm. And I had started to interview a bunch of teenagers, actually, in the township where Tembi lives, in Khayelitsha, with the idea that of maybe telling this story, through a diary approach, trying to tell it in sort of a personal way. But I wasn't actually sure that I myself even really wanted to spend a year of my life working on this topic, to tell you the truth. It wasn't really till I met Tembi that I kind of really realized that I wasn't going to be telling the story of AIDS. I was telling the story of Tembi, and that was, for me, the way to kind of feel a little bit closer to this story.
Well, it wasn't always easy for Tembi to make these recordings. At one point, months had passed. Tembi, since you last picked up the microphone, let's listen.
The reason that I didn't record was that I didn't want to hear my sick voice. I didn't want people to see me like this and hear me like this. I couldn't even look in the mirror. The way that I looked, my face was sort of becoming bones, you see, and dark. And my eyes were kind of big. And I was shaking. I couldn't walk. All the things that were happening, I thought they would never happen to me. My mother showed up. When she came into the house, she kind of stared at me. Because the last time she saw me, I was fine. And now I'm thin like this. Then she said, "Tana Montenu njej," and that means, "My child, why are you like this?" I just looked into her eyes. She was very afraid. And I just looked at her and I said, "I don't think I'm going to live for long."
Well, she was right. Tembi Ngame, speaking in 2006, she died last week at the age of 24, but not before touching so many lives and creating one, her own daughter. Tembi Ngame spread a message of AIDS awareness worldwide. After our program, she returned to South Africa, addressed Parliament, became a contestant on Imagine Africa, an AIDS reality television show that teaches about AIDS prevention, and was so concerned about high school girls, as we're going to hear. We're revisiting a conversation we had with Tembi and radio producer Joe Richmond, who helped her produce her radio diaries. We'll have more after a minute break, here and now. Welcome back. We're reprising our conversation with Radio Diaries producer Joe Richmond and Tembi Ngobane, the South African AIDS activist who died last week at the age of 24. With the tape recorder from Joe in hand, Tembi documented her life with AIDS. Her stories then ran on NPR. In her diaries, we heard how AIDS ravaged her body. But when she and Joe visited our studios, she looked healthy and beautiful. And I asked her what had happened.
The only thing that helped me is that my doctor recommended that I start on ARVs because
You start on?
Antiretroviral drugs. Mm-hmm. Because my CD4 count was very low. So I was very weak. So he suggested that I start on ARVs as soon as I get better from getting sick.
You know, it's funny, these antiviral drugs, we heard reports here in the U.S., that in South Africa, there was a lot of controversy over the drugs. A lot of people even thought that the drugs might be causing the illness, that there was some plot to make people sick. What was your thinking about? Were you ever fearful of taking the drugs or, you know?
Well, I was very afraid to take the drugs because the doctor told me before I got sick to take the drugs. I was fine by then, but I thought that I looked healthy. There's no need for me to take the drugs.
But you did take your antiretrovirals, or ARVs, as we hear in your diary. Let's listen.
Oh, hold on a minute.
Okay. All right.
This is Tembi again. That was my cell phone alarm. It does that every day at 9 a.m. and at 9 p.m. When it rings, I take my ARVs. You must take them the rest of your life. Okay. I swallow them. That's it. I wish I didn't have to drink this.
Well, now, advancing your story, you and your boyfriend, both infected, very much in love, and you get pregnant. What did you think when you got pregnant, knowing that you had AIDS?
I was afraid that maybe if I could have a baby while I'm HIV positive, they are going to arrest me. I was afraid of the people's insults. Maybe they are going to say that I'm bringing up the baby that is going to die while I'm also going to die. And then I felt very happy when the doctor told me that there are some things that they can do to prevent the baby from getting infected, AZT and nevirapine.
Joe, just help us here for a second. Does AZT always block the virus from mother-to-baby transmission?
No, nothing always blocks it, but, you know, mother-to-child transmission is actually the one kind of bright spot in terms of AIDS research and treatment these days, because with no intervention at all, I think the rates are around 30% to 40% if the mother is breastfeeding. If the mother doesn't breastfeed, if you take some drugs like AZT and nevirapine during labor and right after birth, and also cesarean sections help, if you do all those things, it gets down to about 2%.
Tell me, do I understand your father didn't even know you had AIDS?
Yes, because I thought that if he had found out, he will lose a trust in me, and he won't want anything to do with me. And it's also, I thought it was going to cause the conflict between the family. Maybe he's going to blame my mother.
Did you ever tell him?
Yes, I did. The tape recorder helped me, actually. Doing this diary helped me to tell him, because as I continued to do the diary, I just fell in love with the diary.
The diary?
Yes, I felt like it's something that I was made to do. I just wanted everyone to know about it, but I had this obstacle standing in front of me, my father. That's when I decided that I have to tell him, and I'm going to tell him.
And you did?
Yes, I did.
Okay, my kid.
Okay, 3 years ago, I was discovered HIV positive. I have AIDS.
No, my.
I felt like I have disappointed you. I thought that it was going to break you into pieces. You see? How do you feel?
I feel bad, you see? But what can I do? I have to accept it. What can I do?
Tembi, actually, you recorded, that wasn't the only, you recorded a couple times actually trying to tell him.
Well, I've been trying a lot of times, but I just could not tell him. I thought he was going to shout and say, get out now, I don't want to hear this. But he was shocked, and he was very hurt.
Hurt?
Yeah, he was hurt. I could see that he was very hurt.
Well, Tembi, that raises the question. A lot of times when people get involved with a taping project, it does what it seems to have done for you. You know, it strengthens them. It, you know, telling your story, that's very empowering. But at the end of the day, you still have AIDS.
I do think about that, but I have accepted, because I know that it's not going to go away. So there's no point for me to sit down there and think about it and stress and cry. I must just continue living. I'm not scared of dying, but I'm scared of not being here, leaving my baby behind. I just want enough time to see her grow a little bigger.
You are awake now.
I want to study further. I want to have a great job. There are a lot of things that I want to get done. I'm just going on with my life.
Tembi Engame did go on with her life. Producer Joe Richmer recalls in his Radio Diaries website statement after her death last week that Tembi thought HIV should be afraid of her, not the other way around. In 2007, she traveled to India to make a film about women with AIDS. She met children in Germany attending the Junior Summit who never met anyone with AIDS and spoke with a script and from the heart. Joe also writes of Tembi's visit to a rural school in South Africa. The girls wanted Tembi's autograph, but there was no paper. So she asked the students to hold out their arms and sign them one by one. About Tembi, Richmond said, more than 5,000 people die from AIDS every day. I never thought that Tembi would be one of them. She was the most alive person I've ever met. Tembi, we heard you and we miss you. Tembi Engabame leaves her boyfriend and their 4-year-old daughter. For more on how you can help that child, go to our website. Back after the news, here and now.